Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $23,794 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. I hope you were with us on our last show. What an exciting show it was with John Goss leaving us. He kept passing on things, going up the ladder. And finally on our last show, he got all the prizes we have on the stage. Cash, almost $80,000 in cash, a car that he wanted, great trip to Rio. He left us with $156,339 in cash and prizes. Wow. Great total. We are delighted for John. So that means we have three new challengers out here to start it over again. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello, Summer.
Hello. Hi.
Who did you bring us?
Three challengers. Our first contestant works as a contractor from Norwalk, Connecticut. Help us welcome Bill McGrath.
Hello, Bill.
Our second contestant is a journalism major who has already been published. From Granada Hills, California, let's greet Pam Varma.
Hi, Pam.
Our third contestant is extensively involved in a soccer organization from Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's Ed Miller.
Hello, Ed. And we'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Let's get acquainted with these nice people now. Bill, you work as a contractor. What kind of contracting do you do, sir?
Restorations. I've restored an art gallery in San Francisco and farmhouses in Connecticut.
Well, it sounds like you run the gamut there. Nice to have you here. Pam, a journalism major, but you've already been published. What?
Yes, as a journalism major, Jim, I thought I should get something published, so I wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper, and they published it.
All right. Well, that'll get you started. I thought you were going to say a book, but a letter to the editor will do, Pam. That's a start. And Ed, extensively involved in soccer. In what way?
Well, soccer is growing in this country by leaps and bounds,
yes,
and
is.
My son got involved, and I got involved as a player, then I got involved as in an organization, and now I'm a referee. And
oh, that's nice. And you work with the young people?
That's correct.
That's always good to hear. Nice to have you here as well.
Thank
good
you.
Luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20. Get the fingers ready. Oh, they're ready. Let's get started with this. Who played the title role in the 1977 hit movie, Oh God? Bill?
George Burns.
George Burns played God. You're right for $5 for the correct answer, Bill. You go to $25. Breast or thigh? Or drumstick? Which one would you most likely use in an orchestra?
Bill! Drumstick.
Yes, unless it was a lady drummer, she might use them all. You're right. We've got another five, you go to 30. A foal is a baby horse. What do we call a baby deer? Bill!
A doe.
No, baby deer is a fawn. A fawn. Doe is a female. You lose five on that. Sorry about that, Bill. You're down to 25, but still have the lead. In the adage, beggars should not be... Ed?
Choosers.
Choosers is right, and Ed ties Bill for first place. Yeah. Where would you be eating, or what would you be eating, if you were munching Tilsit, Stilton, or Brie? Bill!
Cheese.
Cheese is exactly what it is. Bill goes back into the lead by five. Yeah. Being in the lead can be very, very important because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Remember, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time as well. Bill, you've got a $5 lead over Ed, $10 lead over Pam. Can we interest you in this?
Bill, this prize will be music to your ears. A fabulous collection of your favorite records. You may choose them with your gift certificate from Rockaway Records. This musical gift is normally priced at $500. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Great! $500 worth of records for $5? I could see all of the Duran. I remember, that's a team that starred in My Fair Lady. I remember them well. $500 for $5. Bill, if you bought them, you would be in a tie with Ed. But you'd have $500 worth of records. You'd also have $100 in cash, too. $600 bargain for the value of one question. Going once, going twice, and he's going to buy. Enjoy that, Bill. Enjoy all the records and the cash. And we take just $5 off your score. You're down to 25, tied with Ed. Pam trails by just one question. Now, be careful. How many corners are there on a cube? Ed.
Eight.
Eight. That's right. Yes, six sides, eight corners. And Ed goes into the lead by five. What is the largest city in Cook County, Illinois? Bill.
Chicago.
Chicago was right. Bill ties Ed again for the lead. One of the greatest works of historical literature is Edward Gibbon's masterpiece, The History of the Decline and Fall, Ed.
Roman Empire.
That's exactly what it is, just beating everyone with a buzzer. And Ed goes into the lead. Time now for the Fame Game, where we play not for dollars, but for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know this famous person. I am an actress, once labeled box office poison by a movie exhibitor. I was born in Connecticut in 1907. My family believed in spiritual freedom and physical discipline. Bill.
Katharine Hepburn.
You are right. With very little information, Katharine Hepburn it is. Bill, you've got a pick of the board. What number looks good to you?
Number four, Jim.
And behind number four, we have a pearl necklace for the lady in your life. Michael C. Fina's matinee length cultured pearl necklace, 6 to 6.5 millimeter with 14 karat gold clasp. Furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company.
Very nice. $515 pearl necklace, yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Do you have a lady in your life?
Yes, I just got engaged, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's nice. She will enjoy that. We're enjoying a good match. We'll be back to it right after this. Incidentally, before we get back to business, I mentioned that our champion left us on the last show with over $70,000 in the cash jackpot. There's always a lot of money in that cash jackpot. It starts over again tonight with another $50,000. And, of course, we had $1,000 every night until it is hit. So it starts again at big money. And I think these nice people would like to get a piece of that. Ed at 35, Bill at 30, Pam at 20. This question for five. In 1984, many NFL passing records fell at the hands of this Miami Dolphin, Bill.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, I was going to give you Dan. You didn't need it. Marino it is. We've got a tie again with the gentleman at 35. Name the ballet suite by Tchaikovsky that has become, Bill?
Swan Lake.
Oh, a Christmas favorite. Also featured in Walt Disney's Fantasia. That, of course, is the Nutcracker suite, and that cost you five for the quick buzzer. Sorry about that, Bill. Down to 30. The pilgrims anchored the Mayflower, then stepped onto this legendary rock. Bill.
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock it is, and Bill gets that five right back, and again a tie. A New York hotel shares its name with a salad containing celery, diced apples, Bill.
Caesar's.
No, oh, no. Caesar's Hotel, I remember. No, celery, diced apples, and nuts. That is a Waldorf salad after the Waldorf Astoria. And again, Bill bounces back and forth, loses five. Ed didn't mind at all that he lost five because Ed is now in the lead. And with that $5 lead, Ed, you could buy this.
Ed, involve yourself with some new clubs. Pinseekers Lightweight Metal Woods, a set of Olympic Very Light P356 Woods with matching Very Light Irons and professional staff bag. Furnished by Pinseeker. This set of golf clubs are normally priced at $1,021. And today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $11.
I'm waiting. Oh, okay. They're very lovely. Ed, you play golf at all?
As a matter of fact, I need a new set of clubs.
Oh, well, I'll help you. Now, I know you're from Las Vegas. A lot of good golf courses around there and all. Then if you really need them, Ed, I will not sell them to you for $11. I will sell them. You got a $5 lead. I will sell them to you for the value of that one question. You'd be in a tie with Bill. You'd have over $1,000 worth of golf clubs for $5. Going once, going twice. He's got the golf clubs. Enjoy. They're very nice. You've got your golf clubs, and we've got a tie between the two gentlemen as we knock the five off of Ed. Come on, Pam, you've got to get going. Stay up there with them. Which zodiac sign is symbolized by a horned goat? Ed?
Taurus.
No, horned goat is Capricorn, and you lose five. Name the two houses which together constitute... Bill?
Commons? Oh. And horse.
I've got it. No, I'm sorry. The judge said it was after the bell. I will double check with the judge on that. Yes? Too late? I'm sorry about that. You did have them eventually. I was going to say they constitute the British Parliament, Commons and Lords it is, but clearly the buzzer started again, ahead of you, and I'm sorry the judge had a rule against you, Bill. You lose five. If you say the French words for red stick, you'll name the state capital of Louisiana, Bill.
Baton Rouge.
Oh, this time he was quick. You're right. Got that five right back. Baton Rouge it is. Back up to 30. In American folklore, he scooped out the Great Lakes in order to provide drinking water. Ed?
Paul Bunyan.
For his blue ox, Paul Bunyan it is, with good anticipation. And again, a tie with the two gentlemen of 30. What is the term scientists use when they split the nucleus of an atom into... Ed?
Fission.
Into two or more fragments? You are right. Nuclear fission, to be exact. And Ed goes into the lead. Yeah. Incidentally, I once saw a sign on the door of a physicist with a good sense of humor. He was going on vacation, and he put a sign up there very simply saying, "Gone fishing." We'll be right back. It is a good game this evening with three new challengers. Ed at 35, Bill at 30. He's been bouncing around, but he's in second place right now. Pam at 20. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous place. I am an American city, first settled in 1851 on Alki Point. I was named for an Indian chief who befriended my founders. I am built on many hills that once hindered traffic. Fire destroyed my business section, Bill.
San Francisco.
That is incorrect. No dollar value. Stay there at 30. You are playing for a pick of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 30. For Pam and Ed, I will continue. I'll clear the board. I am built on many hills that once hindered traffic. Fire destroyed my business section in 1889, but I was rebuilt. One of my landmarks is the Space Needle, which is Ed.
Seattle, Washington.
Yes, indeed. Seattle is the city we're looking for. And Ed gets that pick of the board.
Number eight.
And behind number eight, we have $1,000 in cash.
$1,000 in cold cash goes into Ed's pocket. Well done. That is yours to keep. Again, no matter how you finish in the game, and you've got yourself a $5 lead. Bill, you're back in now. All three of you, try this. She lived in the White House longer than any other first lady. Name her. Bill.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right. Her husband was elected more times. Of course, it had to be her. And Bill ties Ed for first place at 35. The Soviet secret police is known worldwide, Ed.
KGB.
By three terrifying letters, you are right. KGB it is. Ed back in the lead, taking a chance that paid off. Booker T made music with the MGs. Ed.
The MGs.
I was going to say, Ed, do you think there's a chance in the world that you have this question right? Booker T made music with the MGs. Dickie Doo did it with the Don'ts. Smokey Robinson did it with... Yeah, you knew it, too,
yes.
The Miracles. Sorry about that. You lose $5 on that, Ed, down to 35. Setting up an interesting situation, though. We've got a tie, Ed and Bill. Instant bargain. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price hit your buzzer, for one of you, this lovely thing is yours.
You'll warm up to the tropical sun on beautiful Aruba. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles, where you'll stay for a week at the DVDV Beach Hotel in Aruba, one of the most intimate and charming in the Caribbean, furnished by the DVDV Beach Hotel. This trip is normally priced at $2,278, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Almost gave him a third DV there, right? So lovely trip to Aruba. Bill and Ed, now I would really like one of you to have it. I mean, this is a great prize, $2,278. Get the fingers ready there, gentlemen. I want to sell it. Not 16, 15, 14. Less than the value of three questions. 13, 12. Bill will buy for 12. Enjoy the trip. You're going off to Aruba. Sales surprise goes with it, Bill. You got some spending money, too. Well done. Bill, you've got a $2,278 trip, and you've also got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, $800 in cold cash, over $3,000 worth of vacation for $12. Way to go, Bill. Enjoy that. Ed's now got the lead, and we will be back. Hang on about that, Bill. Well, Bill McGrath got himself a great trip to Aruba and some spending money to go with it, over a $3,000 trip, and he's trailing now at 23, Pam at 20, Ed in the lead at 35. He's also got himself $1,000 in cash as well. According to St. Matthew's Gospel, who was the robber released instead of Jesus? Bill.
Barabbas.
Give us Barabbas. You are right. Bill gets five of that $12 right back, up to 28. What U.S. president gave his name to the state capital of Mississippi? Ed.
Jackson.
Jackson for Andrew Jackson, and Ed hits the $40 mark. Silent film star Norma Talmadge was the very first star to leave her footprints in front of this Hollywood theater, Ed?
Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, she was the first one, Norma Talmadge. Interesting. And Ed goes to 45. Fame game now. We've added a big $25 money card up there. Pam, you find that 25. You'd be in a tie with Ed. Come on. Famous person. I was born in Staunton, Virginia in 1865. As a child, I was called Tommy. My family was religious and scholarly. I became a lawyer, teacher, and football coach. In 1902, I became president of Princeton University. In 1910, I was elected governor of New Jersey. In 1912, I became the 28th president of the United States. I advocated the 14 points and the League of Nations. Ed.
Woodrow.
Time is up. Do not say anything right now. We will clear the board, and I'll continue for Bill and Pam. I was reelected in 19... Bill?
Woodrow Wilson?
Yes, indeed. Woodrow Wilson it is. Time ran out on you there, Ed. The only thing I could do was cut you off, and Bill got the Wilson that we needed for that pick of the board.
Number two, Jim.
And behind number two, we have $10!
Where were the other big money cards?
Behind the number nine and the number six.
Six and that big 25, but Bill found a $10 money card. We add that to his score, and that gets him a lot closer to the leader. He's up to 38. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Ed, you are, of course, back in. You're at $45 in the lead. Bill at 38, Pam at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, on a thermometer, what temperature is indicated to be the normal body temperature for human beings? Ed?
98.6.
Right. In the children's round, how many whacks did Lizzie Borden give her mother? Bill?
40 whacks.
Right. What is a schnauzer?
Bill?
A
dog.
Right. What color is your Manhattan clam chowder? Pam?
Red.
Right. In which of our national parks can you visit Old Faithful? Bill?
Yellowstone.
Right. What rotund comedian played Smokey in Smokey and the Bandit?
Ed. Jackie Gleason.
Right. What is the capital of Hawaii?
Ed. Hilo.
Wrong. What is 56 divided by 8?
Ed. 6.
Wrong. In what state would you find the United States Naval Academy?
Ed. Maryland.
Right. Who wrote the Unfinished Symphony? Bill.
Beethoven.
Wrong. What season is referred to by the word vernal?
Ed. Summer.
Wrong. In what country would you read the newspaper Izvestia?
Ed. Russia.
Right. Which English monarch was known as the Virgin Queen? Bill.
Victoria.
Wrong. What body of water did you swim from the time? And with that miss, Ed is the new champion of Sail of the Century. Congratulations. Well, back to the champion in a moment. That speed round started going backwards there for a while. The English monarch known as the Virgin Queen is Elizabeth, Elizabeth I to be exact. Vernal equinox, that is spring. Spring is the season we wanted there. The Unfinished Symphony, well, he didn't finish it. How could you be expected to remember? Franz Schubert. Schubert wrote that, the Unfinished Symphony. 56 divided by 8. Last time I checked, Ed, that was 7, right? 7. And the capital of Hawaii is Honolulu. We have to say goodbye to Bill and to Pam. And, well, Bill, I don't know how we can say you lost. You've got yourself all those records. You've got the pearl necklace for your fiance. Congratulations on that. You've got the trip to Aruba. Hopefully it'll be the honeymoon for the two of you. You've got $943 in cash. Bill, a one-day total in excess of $4,200. Not bad at all.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And Pam, unfortunately, didn't pick up anything along the way. Of course, we've got the cash in front of you. We thank you for joining us. And we've got a new champion, Ed Miller. He's going with me to go shopping. Come on, Ed. Let's go up here. Well done. Congratulations, Ed. I thought for a while, I got plenty there with that speed round. Ed, you've got yourself $50, and that's enough money for you to buy this.
Enjoy this home away from home. This exciting pop-up travel trailer. Rugged construction and spacious interior. Includes kitchen, dinette, and sleeping space for five. Furnished by Valley Trailer Center. This luxurious trailer, normally priced at $3,695, yours on Saint of the Century for only $85.
Now, that can be yours. Now, Ed, let me fill you in. Now, you won with $50. This normally would cost you $85, but you are entitled to the first level prize. You could, for $50, take this travel trailer, though normally it would be $85. So, of course, that sets up a situation where that you only get that crack once. If you decided to put your money in the bank and play on, you are a bit away. You would need another $125 and continue to win for this.
You'll be taking care of business with this versatile home computer. It may help you streamline your professional and personal life and give you hours of fun, too. A personal home computer furnished by Computer Showcase. And that computer will fit nicely on this handsome roll-top desk. A classic design of yesterday, refashioned to accommodate the computers of today. Furnished by the Antique Guild. And this exciting prize package, normally priced at $4,876, yours on Saint of the Century for only $175.
So you would have to get another $125. You would need to get to $175 for this. You think about that, I'll intrigue you further. The next thing up the line, this might interest you.
Become a part of the glamorous life with this stunning lady's ring. 18-karat gold inset with sparkling baguette diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous gem, normally priced at $6,250. Yours on Sale of the Century for only $260.
A lot of other wonderful things, including the car behind us. And as promised, the cash jackpot starts over again. Jay?
A cash jackpot of $50,000.
So, but that is a ways away. Ed, your decision is going to be, with the $50 you have, we'll let you have that normally $85 travel trailer and leave us with everything else you've picked up along the way, or put your money in the bank, hoping you can continue to win and try for bigger and better things. You think about it for a moment, and we'll get Ed's decision in a moment. Ed Miller is on. buying that trailer, you've got $50. With just $50, you can take that trailer and leave, or put your money in the bank and play on bigger and better things up the line. Ed, what's it going to be?
Jim, I think I'll play on.
You're going to play on. He's going to put the $50 in the bank. He's got a bit of a ways to go now, but we'll keep adding money. Another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, $51,000, and two new challengers next time on Sale of the Century. Good night, my friend.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. Gift certificates do not include sales tax. This is Jay Stewart speaking.